Thank you. Well, I hope you found something to interest you in this week's collection of stories. Now, what do you know about the names of some areas in Bolton? I'm going to tell you something about them. Daub Hill. Now, if you ask for directions to Daub Hill, you might receive a rather derisive response. Most people know it as Dobble. But that was exactly how the district to the southwest of the town was originally pronounced, when it simply marked the highest point on what was known as Bolton Moor. And so the hill, effectively Daub Hill, the highest part of the moor. The H-A-U-L-G-H. How on earth do you pronounce that? The Hoff. That's another that can throw recent arrivals off track. But again, history has played its part. The Hoff was a hollow. And going back to 1875, there were Bronze Age relics found in an archaeological excavation there. So over time, the hollow became known as the Hoff. Well, Hawlith Wood, the area to the north of town. This was where there was a hall in the wood, and so that became, in Bolton parlance, Hawlith Wood. Farmworth, the town just to the south of Bolton, originally known for its natural qualities, and it would be this, and it was known as Fernworth because it was originally a mossy wooded area. Fernworth derived from ferns down by the river, and that eventually became Farmworth. And Halliwell, it was originally Holywell, and this over time became Halliwell, again in Bolton parlance. And Astley Bridge drew inspiration from the natural world when it comes to its name. It was Ashwood down by the river, and that had a bridge running over it. So Ash became Ast, and over time, Astley Bridge. Well, I didn't know all of that. Now I'm going to finish with a poem, as usual. It's by an American poet and author, Raymond Carver, and it's called Happiness. In the poem, the poet notices the simple happiness of two young boys together. I like it, and I hope you do too. Happiness. So early, it's still almost dark out. I'm near the window with coffee and the usual early morning stuff that passes for thought. When I see a boy and his friend walking up the road to deliver the newspaper, they have on caps and sweaters, and one boy has a bag over his shoulder. They are so happy. They aren't saying anything, these boys. I think if they could, they would take each other's arm. It's early in the morning, and they're doing this thing together. They come on slowly. The sky is taking on light, though the moon still hangs palely over the water. Such beauty that for a minute death and ambition, even love, doesn't enter into this. Happiness. It comes on unexpectedly and goes beyond, really, any early morning talk about it. So that concludes our news talk this week. Thanks to our readers, Tony, Christine, Simon and Jill. And thanks to our studio manager, James Walton. And thanks to you for listening. So it's goodbye from me, June Grice, and take care.